Catfishing Radio, episode 25.
You're listening to Learn to Catch Catfish, Catfishing Radio, with your host, professional guide, Chad Ferguson. Catfishing Radio covers tips, tricks, and information to help you learn how to catch more and bigger catfish on your next fishing trip. The ultimate resource available for expert catfishing information. After listening, make sure you visit learntocatchcatfish.com. Now, here's your host, Chad Ferguson.
Hey, this is Chad Ferguson, learntocatchcatfish.com. You're listening to Catfishing Radio. This is Catfishing Radio, episode 25. Catfishing Radio is the podcast radio show dedicated to the sport of fishing for catfish, whether you fish for blues, channels, or flatheads, fish in lakes, rivers, streams, or ponds. Our goal is to provide you with the information that you need to be more successful on the water. Catfishing Radio is a production of learntocatchcatfish.com. You can head over there, check out all the articles, tips, tricks, and other great information available there on the website, because the Catfish Radio podcast is certainly a small portion of the information that we provide about fishing for catfish. If you haven't done so already, make sure you head over to facebook.com/catchcatfish or twitter.com/catchcatfish and check us out there on both of those social networks, and follow us, become a fan, whatever you want to call it. Lots of great things going on in both of those places, and certainly another resource that you can use to share pictures of your catch, or reach out to me and ask any questions you might have about fishing for catfish. Try to drop in there several times a day and answer questions quickly when I can. Doesn't happen all the time, but I try to do it every single day. That's again, facebook.com/catchcatfish and twitter.com/catchcatfish. Want to thank our sponsors of Catfishing Radio, Brute Outdoors. Again, Brute Outdoors, the 5-day cooler, super tough, heavy duty ice chest, holds ice for just crazy amounts of time. I've got one of these now in my truck and in my boat and loving it. Saving me a ton of money on ice, man. These things are kind of pricey up front compared to most coolers that you buy. But, man, they hold up really well, and they hold ice for a really long period of time. And mine have already begun to pay for themselves with the ice. So check them out, BruteOutdoors.com. Make sure you use coupon code CATCHCATFISH for $25 off the purchase of a cooler there. And then also Team Catfish, teamcatfish.com. Jeff Williams and the Team Catfish products, also a sponsor of Catfishing Radio. And Jeff has a ton of great products that I've talked a lot about here on the podcast and on the website in the past. And most recently have been using that new Team Catfish monofilament line. And I don't have it sitting in front of me right now, and the name is escaping me. Nuclear disaster. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, it's bright yellow, high-vis line. I just spooled up a dozen rods and reels with that line and am very, very pleased with it. Was having some issues with the line I've been using in the past, but I'll talk about that a little more maybe here in the show. Check them out, teamcatfish.com. Oh, also want to say, let's see, don't have any recent iTunes reviews. If you haven't done so already, make sure you go over to iTunes and leave us a star rating, write us a quick review, and let everybody know and tell your friends about the Catfishing Radio podcast and the Learn to Catch Catfish website, and have them come over and check everything out and join in on what we have going on here, because I'm just getting started, folks. Have a ton of other ideas on where the website will go in the future and what I can do with that. And you never know what I have up my sleeve and what may take place over there at Learn to Catch Catfish here in the coming months or weeks. So anyway, last but not least, spring catfishing is here. This is hands down the best time of the year for catching huge numbers of blue catfish here in North Texas. And as the weeks progress, the fishing will get better and better. just on the bubble right now here in North Texas with it really getting good. I know some lakes in Central Texas, things have been really good for a couple of weeks, and I'm starting to hear from some guys in Central Oklahoma that are telling me the fish are starting to move up there. So that is a cascading effect that will take place across the United States as the water begins to warm up, and will probably happen a lot sooner than most people expect this year because we had such a mild winter everywhere across the country. So with that in mind, make sure that you head over and check out our Spring Blue Catfish Techniques program, springcatfishing.com, or just go to learntocatchcatfish.com. Look on the right-hand side. You'll see a big ad there for Spring Catfishing. Check out that ebook and program. That is a step-by-step guide for locating and catching blue catfish in the summer months. Think of it like a guided fishing trip without having to come and fish with me. Basically, what I did is I dumped the information that I had in my brain on how I go and locate and catch catfish during this time of year, dumped it into a book and a training program in a nice, neat little package so people could sit down and get the benefit of that experience for a tiny fraction of the cost of a guided fishing trip. And already having some guys out there starting to reap the rewards of using those techniques to locate and catch blue catfish. So make sure you check that out and give that a try. Those products that we sell, the premium products, are the way that we support the website and what we have going on here. Think of it like PBS. Give a whole lot of stuff away for free, but we have to sell something and run advertisements to help pay for all that stuff and make that happen. So when you go out and purchase those books or the training programs that we have on the website, then that's what that money goes to. Put shoes on my kids' feet and all that kind of fun stuff. So running behind on this week's podcast, it was supposed to have been out on Monday the 26th, I guess it was, something like that. I don't know. It's all kind of starting to run together. Had a lot going on here. Yeah, Monday the 26th is what it was. Had a lot going on here and have been dealing with some pretty serious medical issues with a member of the family and some things going on that just kind of turned life upside down here for the last couple of weeks. So I had to put everything on hold. And rather than just cranking out some junk that nobody was happy with, I decided to just kind of not do anything there on the website and not do any updates there for a couple of weeks because of all these things that were going on. And things are kind of starting to settle down a little bit now. So I'm going to work on getting back in the groove and getting everything up and running and getting back to a normal schedule. Talked about that a little bit on Facebook the other day. Again, facebook.com/catchcatfish. And appreciate all the messages and emails and everything that you guys that check in over there at Facebook have sent over, and certainly appreciate the prayers that everybody has sent as well. So with that in mind, this week's episode, Catfishing Radio, episode 25, going to talk about bank fishing or shore fishing for catfish. Going out, locating, and catching catfish without a boat. Whatever you want to call it. If you want to call it bank fishing, if you want to call it shore fishing, the terminology doesn't really matter. It's a bank fishing live-in. We're going to talk all about fishing for catfish from the shore without a boat. And the biggest mistake that I see anglers make that are fishing from the shore. I fished for years and years and years without a boat, and would go out and beat the banks and fished in both ponds, lakes, reservoirs, rivers, creeks, streams, you name it. Anywhere there was water, I would go out and fish. And since, you know, the last, I don't know, I guess 15, 20 years or so, 99% of my fishing, if not more, is done from a boat. But have a unique opportunity that I have done a tremendous amount of bank fishing or shore fishing myself in the past, and have also have the benefit of being out on the water considerably more than most other people are, and seeing what other people are doing when they're shore fishing. Also have a tremendous amount of really close friends that catfish a lot and fish from the shores, and are really a wealth of information about this topic. And at some point, I'm going to get a couple of those guys on here on the podcast and talk to them about that a little bit. But for now, this show, I'm going to share some of my opinions on this. And being successful fishing for catfish from the bank, and what you need to be doing, and what I see people doing wrong most often. It's always kind of a funny thing, you know, I joke about that guys fishing from the bank always, you talk to them, you hear them talking, and they say, man, you know, if I could just get out onto the water, if I could just get to that deeper water, if I could just get to the middle of the lake. And then people buy boats and they spend all their time on a boat hugging the shorelines and fishing those shorelines. The guys that are on the bank want to be out in the big middle of the water, and the guys that are on the boats are fishing right up by the shore. So it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense sometimes. Certainly there are times of the year when the fish are going to be right up by the shore. There's going to be times when there are fish out in deeper water. And, you just kind of work with that. But what I see people doing wrong most often, and this really, you know, it all applies to fishing from a boat also, not just fishing from the shore, but I see guys fishing from the shore doing it more often. And because this is a bank fishing or shore fishing show, I'm going to talk specifically to the shore fishing aspects of this. But they go to fish where it's convenient or where it's easy. These are the guys I always joke about. You know, they want to take the truck and they want to back up to the bank and they want to be able to open the tailgate and sit on the tailgate of the truck and drink beer from an ice chest out of the back of the truck and never have to go anywhere and never have to walk anywhere. And a lot of times, or more often than not, especially in areas here like where I live in North Texas, where there's, you know, significant population and pretty big cities, the majority of the time when you have places like that that are easily accessible with public land, then they usually get a tremendous amount of fishing pressure. Now, that's not to say that places that get a lot of fishing pressure will not produce fish, because they certainly will. But, places that get a lot of fishing pressure are oftentimes more difficult to catch fish than the places that get less pressure. So, again, I see guys wanting to go out and fish those places that are a matter of convenience, where they can pull up or where they and just sit right there on the back of the truck and not have to do any work to really get in there and get dirty and get to the fish. Or, they go and they pull up someplace where they can park and they can maybe walk 100 yards down a incline or down a roadbed or something, and they can get to a place to fish, and it's not really that big a deal. And again, more often than not, those places are getting a lot of fishing pressure all the time, and people are fishing there most often because it's a matter of convenience, and that's where they think they want to be. And it's not them fishing there because that's where they think the fish are or where the fish should be at that time of year. So that's why, again, this goes back into the topic of bank fishing and boat fishing, is that really the essential key to success Fishing for catfish, regardless of whether you're fishing from a bank or a boat, is fishing where the fish are. Everything else really doesn't matter. If you have the right bait and the right rig in the area where the fish are or where the fish are likely to be moving through, eventually you're going to put fish in the boat. You can have the wrong rig, you can have the wrong bait, but if you're fishing in an area where the fish are, you're considerably more likely to actually put those fish in the boat than you are just fishing an area because it's a matter of convenience and that's where you think you should be. So you have to do the time and put the work in and put the thought process in to figure out where you should be fishing based on seasonal movements of the fish. Now, there's a lot of different things that affect that. You know, if we're talking about blue catfish, we're talking about them following bait fish. So learning the patterns of the bait fish and when and where they move at different times of the year is essential to being successful. There's a million different factors that play into that. It's, you know, what the wind is doing, what the water temperature is, you know, if there's changes in barometric pressure. There's a lot of different things to do that. But much of the time, the fish are either going to be in a deep water in mid depths, or they're going to be in shallow water, and that's controlled by the bait fish. That doesn't mean that all those bait fish are going to be in deep water or in shallow water, because certainly there's always going to be fish spread out. Just because bait fish are in shallow water at a certain time of the year doesn't mean that they're all there, because there will be bait fish in all the different depths, just as there will be fish in all the different depths. But learning where the majority of those bait fish are concentrated at that time of year, based on the water temperature, based on the weather, is going to determine where you would go to fish for blue catfish from the shore. Same thing with flathead catfish. Now, flathead catfish don't move around quite as much. Has tendency to be as more of a waiting game, but learning what kind of habitats they like, what type of water depths they like, you know, if they like running water, moving water, still water, current breaks, all those different kinds of things, and then targeting areas fishing from the shore based on the habitat and the water that those type of fish prefer. Same thing with channel catfish, learning their patterns, learning their habits and what they like and where they hold to and what they feed on at different times of the year, and then finding areas to fish based on that information that you learn and begin to develop patterns. So what does that mean? That means that you have to do the time, you have to sit down, you have to read, you have to listen to these podcasts, you have to talk to other people, talk to other anglers, and learn what they're doing at different times of the year to be successful. Certainly one way you can go about that is the ebooks that we have here through the website, the Spring Blue Catfish Techniques ebook and the Summer Channel Catfish Techniques ebook. And I talk in both of those products specifically about exactly where to go and what to do to catch fish at different times of the year from the shore, and exactly how to go about doing that. But learning those patterns and then fishing those areas that are likely to be more productive based on the fish patterns for that time of year. Now, how do you go about doing that? So let's say, you know, we learn that let's say just for an example, maybe October, the fish may be in a mid-depth range to a deeper water range, and we decide that we want to target blue catfish during that time of year, and we kind of have a good general idea of what kind of depths that those blue catfish are going to be in. We kind of have a good general idea that those fish like to hold onto structure and like to hold on to current breaks and different things like that, and that they like to follow the bait fish at any given time that they're going to be relatively close to where the food source is. So once we learn those things, regardless of which species of catfish or really which species of fish at all we're going to target, then what we have to do is we have to get a map or get some sort of information to determine where we can target those areas and how we can target those areas. Certainly, with all the modern mapping technology that we have today, that's the easiest way to go about it. I know there's still some bodies of water and rivers out there that don't have a lot of mapping information available on them as far as the underwater structure and depths, but the vast majority of the major water bodies have that mapping information readily available. And then you have Google Maps. And Google Maps is an amazing tool. If you don't use that already, you need to make sure you go and check that out. And one of these days I'll put together a little tutorial or something, I guess, and maybe show you how to do that and how to use that. But that's an amazing tool. And I mean, I just wish so much back when I was a bank-bound angler and I didn't have access to a boat, I just wish that that thing was available back then. Of course, that was way back before the internet was even around. But such an amazing resource that you can go out and you can find bodies of water. You can look at different parts of lakes, creeks, reservoirs, ponds, anything. And you can view a satellite view of all that and find access points and see, you know, what roads lead into them. Really just an amazing piece of information. So taking a map like Google Maps to see the terrain and where the roads lead in and all those types of things, and then taking a water body map like the Navionics map that I've talked about so much. I'll put a link in the show notes to that. The Navionics app is an amazing tool. It's like 10 bucks, I think, off the top of my head. And you can download that thing onto an iPhone or Android, and you have all the topography of these water bodies right there in front of you. So you can see the depths and the structure and the current breaks and everything that's going to go on there in that lake, because it's all mapped out. So then you use a tool like that Navionics map on your phone, or even a paper map if you want to go old school with it. But for the cost of that Navionics app, you know, you buy two paper maps and you're going to eat up the cost of that Navionics app. And if you buy that Navionics app, you'll never have to buy another paper map again, because everything will be right there in front of you. So you use that map of the body of water and the depths and where the structure is and everything else to determine where you want to fish, and then use that in conjunction with the Google Maps tool to figure out how to get into that area. Now, certainly some of those areas are going to be inaccessible. They're going to be private property. There's going to be all kinds of different things going on. You're going to have to do a little bit of work, put some legwork in it, and figure out how to get into these areas and how to access them. Some of them are going to be some misses and you won't be able to access them. But doing a little time to figure these areas out and where you should be fishing based on that depth and that structure and how to get into those areas will go a considerably long way to getting you on to the fish if you don't have a boat. And I mean, it's not that difficult. It's not rocket science. It's just taking some time and putting some effort in. Now, that's where you get to the point where I see that most people kind of throw into the towel and they don't want to put the effort in to get to these places, even if they find them. And the guys that put the effort in and they're not afraid to sweat it out, they're not afraid to get dirty, these are the guys that are really successful. And again, I know a ton of them. And they go in and they pack light and they load everything up and they go for a hike. And sometimes that means, you know, walking down some steep hills and walking through some brush and some nasty country to get to the places that they need to fish, but they get where the fish are or in the area that they anticipate that the fish are going to be holding that time of year. And they get out away from these places that are easily accessible, that get overpressured and overfished, where it's going to be more difficult to catch fish. Now, the next part of that is, again, in addition to fishing where the fish are, or where the fish should be, which is kind of common sense, doing the work to get to those places and find those places where the fish are going to be and putting forth a little bit more effort to get to those areas instead of just sitting on the tailgate of the truck drinking beer waiting for the fish to come to you. And then the other part of that is using the right equipment to get to those fish. Because, for an example, let's say those fish are holding or should be out in a mid-depth or out in a deeper water that time of year. And you get there and you've got a 50-yard or an 80-yard mud flat that you have to get past to get to that deeper water or to get to that structure that you want to fish or whatever the case may be. Again, if you're out there using the wrong gear, you haven't gotten prepared for that, then you're going to have issues and you're not going to be successful or as successful as the guy that really does the legwork. The guy that knows that that mud flat or that drop off or that river channel or whatever the case may be is 50 or 75 yards out from the shore and knows how to get that bait out there to him and has the equipment to be able to do that. Now, that can mean a number of different things, but there's so much gear out there these days, and equipment is so advanced that it's pretty easy to get the gear that you need to be able to get out to that deeper water or out far away from the bank. I've talked a lot about choosing rod and reels and choosing equipment and the fishing rod and using the right fishing rod and the right setup will go a tremendous, will really do a lot for you being able to get those baits out to the right areas where the fish are going to be or where you want to target those fish. And you can cover a tremendous amount of water with the right equipment. If you're out there with a 5-foot Snoopy pole, and you can only lob in a spin casting reel and you can only lob that bait out 20 yards on a good day with a good strong wind behind you, then you're not going to be able to cover it. But if you've got a good 10-foot long fishing rod that's really set up for making those long casts, then there's without a doubt you can go out and really lob those baits out there and cover a lot of water with a couple of 3, 4, 5 of those kind of setups and some good bank fishing rod holders, spreading them up and down the bank. You know, I use those 8'6" Ugly Stick steelhead rods just almost year round. They cover a good amount of water and I can make some really long casts with them. But again, my focus is not on bank fishing and shore fishing 100%. And if I was fishing from the bank or from the shore exclusively, I would without a doubt be using 10-foot fishing rods for making long casts. And then I would use those salmon steelhead rods for fishing in closer to the bank. You know, that being said, I'm not going to claim to be an expert on distance casting, because I'm not. I know a lot of people who are, and a lot of people who are really crazy into it with the equipment and the tuning of the reels and practicing. And there's some guys out there that can make some crazy, crazy, crazy long casts that are hundreds of yards with this right equipment. So something you need to consider. I'm not going to go into that aspect of it, but you can certainly go out there and look on the internet and find a tremendous amount of information on distance casting or long distance casting. And if you're in a situation where you have to throw baits way out there to get to the fish, then having that right equipment will be able to do that. You know I take like 9-foot Berkley catfish rods that I've had forever and ever. When I go down to the coast with an Abu Garcia 6500 C3 reel spooled up, and I can wade out into to the salt water to the second sandbar and take that Berkley catfish rod and lob it out there a good distance, and then walk back into the bank and get my baits way out there so I can fish and catch shark down at the coast. And, you know, without a doubt, have never had any problems doing that. So I know with that specialized equipment, those 10-foot rods and reels that are set up for distance casting and everything else, I mean, you can really make some crazy long casts. So go in, check that out if you're fishing from the shore, but make sure you're using the right equipment to be able to get those baits where you need to get them. Certainly, not all of the year would you have to be able to make these long casts and cover all this water in reservoirs, because a lot of the year, you know, you can find fish in shallow water. You can fish right at your feet, and you don't have to make those long casts. But becoming familiar with the body of water that you're going to fish and how to access those areas and how to get those baits out to them, whether that be by wading out there and casting the baits out there, or whether it be you know, using shorter equipment, fishing shallower water, whatever the place the or the situation is, being prepared for that and knowing how to do that and knowing where to put those baits based on the seasonal movement of fish is going to go a long way, and it's going to do a whole lot more to putting fish in your boat and having, or in your ice box or on the end of your line, whatever the case may be, so you are more successful when you're out there fishing off the shore. Now, the other thing that I see, and this kind of goes back into the matter of convenience and wanting to pull up and sit on the tailgate of the truck and drink beer and fish right off the back of the truck. There's a lot of people that are perfectly fine with that. And, you know, some people, fishing is not about catching the fish. It's really more about the experience and being outside and enjoying themselves. I'm not like that. If I'm fishing, I want to catch fish. I don't want to sit out there all day. Now, I'm perfectly fine, you know, sitting out there by myself and just enjoying the day. But if I'm serious fishing, man, I mean, I want to be putting fish on the boat, and that's the primary goal, or putting fish on the line. That's the primary goal. But what that ties into is, you know, the people want to get in there and sit on the bank and be in that convenient location. And let's say they're fishing in the right place. They've chosen that place of convenience because of the seasonal movements of the fish and because they thought the fish were going to be there. And then they go and they sit there for 8 hours and they don't ever have any bites. And they just expect for the fish to come in there. Well, let's just stay here. Sooner or later, they'll come in. Now, I've talked a whole lot in the past about my 15-minute rule fishing from a boat, and that if I don't have any activity in 15 minutes, unless I'm targeting trophy catfish, most of the time I'm going to pull up and move if I haven't started putting fish in the boat. Now, there are times with that, you know, will bite me, and, you know, I've moved and other people have stayed in an area and they've caught fish, but I prefer to go out and find them instead of wait for them to come and find my baits. But the guys that I know that are really successful fishing from the shore are the guys that do just like I do with the 15-minute rule, and they have some sort of cutoff. So they go out and they find a place, they set up, they get those baits out there, and they sit and they give it 2 hours. And if within those 2 hours they're not catching fish, they're not getting bites, they're not getting activity, then They pull up, they move to another location, and they repeat that process. And they basically do the same thing that somebody would do on a boat as they move around, they target fish, they try to locate the fish instead of waiting for the fish to come to them. Now, I am of the opinion that channel catfish are probably the easiest species of catfish to target fishing from the shore. And then second to that, I would say that blue catfish and flathead catfish probably run neck and neck behind channel catfish. But I, without a doubt, am of the opinion that channel catfish are easier to locate and catch from the shore during the majority of the year. Now, there are times of the year where blue catfish are very easy to locate and catch from the shore. Or should be easy to locate and catch from the shore. And right now is certainly one of those times. Again, hate to keep plugging it, but check out that Spring Blue Catfish Techniques program if you're fishing from the shore. Just because you don't have a boat doesn't mean that that won't work for you. Because this is hands down, without a doubt, the easiest time of year for you to go out and locate and catch those fish from the shore. Now, on top of everything else, talking about fishing where the fish are or where they should be, using the right gear, doing the work and getting out to those places, one of the last things I want to say, and I plan on talking about this a little bit more in the future, is there are just so many ways these days that you can get off the shore. Granted, it may not be a great big bay boat or a big fancy fishing boat, but there are so many ways that you can get off the shore for next to nothing and get out there onto the water catching fish. You know, you have these little bass buster type boats. You have belly boats or float tubes that you can drop down into and you know, put some flippers on, put some waders on. You can get out in the water and catch fish that way. You know, you can pick those things up for $100-$150 at the very most. Kayaks. I mean, kayaks are great for catfishing. And you can get out and get really anywhere on the water in a lake or river and catch fish from a kayak. Granted, you have to do some paddling, but they even have some of these higher-end kayaks these days that have these little pedal systems that propel the kayaks. Really, really cool. I've messed around with a couple of them. The kayaks aren't a real good fit for me because I'm such a big guy, you know, in stature. I'm 6'8". I haven't been able to find one yet that is big enough for me. But most average-sized people, you know, it's not a problem at all. And you can look around and you can get kayaks for next to nothing, especially used. I mean, you go out and buy a new kind of entry-level kayak for a couple of $300 on sale at a lot of sporting goods stores. And I'm sitting here looking right now on, you know, Craigslist and see that, you know, there's kayaks for sale here used on Craigslist for $250-$300. You get a kayak, a paddle, you go out and buy your life vest or life jacket, PFD, slap you a couple of rod holders on it, and you're done. And you can get out there and get anywhere you want and really, in a lot of ways, have more of an advantage than somebody fishing in a big boat because you can get out and get to a lot of places that are either too shallow or too tight for a regular boat to get in. And, you know, I know some guys that fish from these little belly boats for channel cat and just absolutely slay them all the time. They use long crappie rods and fish from these belly boats, and they go out and they fish around timber and up real close to cover, and they catch a lot of fish. A lot of fish. I know guys that fish from kayaks exclusively, and they get out and they've got these things rigged out really cool. And, you know, they get out and they can really get out and they catch a ton of fish. I know guys that catch trophy blue catfish consistently all winter long and monster flatheads all spring and summer, fishing from kayaks with these fish, pulling them all around in the water. And, man, I mean, you talk about a rush. And again, I mean, couple $100, man, you can get set up with one of these and be out there fishing. You know, $100, $150, you can have a little belly boat. You can find these little bass busters that you slap a trolling motor on. You can find them used. I see them all the time at pawn shops. For a couple $100, you buy a used trolling motor, you're out there. So, you know, think about that and don't limit yourself to, you know, what you have right in front of you and think that you have to have a big expensive boat. Because really, you know, a couple $100, you can find a lot of different alternative methods to get off the bank and out onto the water and find some places to fish and get out there where you have easier access to the fish, and you can move around, be a little bit more mobile and not stuck on the shore. And if you are stuck on the shore, you don't have the financial means to be able to get one of these other ways to get out on the water, or don't want to, then take some of these things into account and using maps and learning the patterns of the fish and getting in the right areas where you're going to have a more productive time when you're out there fishing the next time you go out. Because chances are, if you think about what you're doing now and some of the things that I just talked about, chances are you can do just a little bit more effort, put a little bit more work into it, and get a really big return on that investment. I used to go years ago back, I had a boat, but it was a very, very small boat. I didn't use it a whole lot. It's a little 14-foot John boat. Certain times of the year, I wouldn't use it a whole lot. And I would go and pack a little day pack, and I would take me a couple of ultralight rods. And there's a creek here relatively close to the DFW area, 20 minutes from my house was back then. I would go up there, and I would pull up, and when I would get there, there would be people lined all up and down the road, parked, fishing right there in the immediate area of where they parked. And they'd get out, you know, fish is pretty good. The sand bass were running. They'd get out there, they'd catch, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fish on a good day. And all of them would be right there, elbow to elbow, fighting to get into those fish. And I'd pull up, park, had my blue jeans and my snake boots on, and I'd head off walking. And I'd walk off, you know, 2 miles through the woods, following this creek bed, getting far away from everybody, find me a good deep hole, and I'd sit there and catch fish all day long. Sometimes, you know, I'd catch hundreds of fish easily, white bass, catch catfish, catch crappie, you name it, just because I would take and put forth that little bit of effort that nobody else was putting forth, and I would pack it all up and pack light and go off through the woods and find those fish out away from everybody else and walk up and down those creek beds and up and down those river beds and do that work to find that fish. And, you know, a lot of places, thinking back, something I didn't say about fishing from kayaks, you know, one of the advantages is also, you know, there's a lot of places that kayaks can access that you can't even access with any kind of boat except an airboat. And I talked a little bit about that, but, you know, especially rivers here in Texas are very shallow. And most of the rivers in Texas, you can't really navigate a boat on, at least a full-size boat. But you can, without a doubt, navigate in a kayak at any given time. So think about all these things. If you're shore fishing, get the maps, get the right gear, practice doing those distance casts, put a little bit of effort in, learn the fishing patterns. Chances are when you get out there next time, you might catch more fish than you have in the past. Or at least you'll think about what you're doing and how you're doing it when you're out there on the water. Again, I want to thank Team Catfish for being a sponsor of Catfish Radio. Check them out, teamcatfish.com. Also, Brute Outdoors, bruteoutdoors.com. Coupon code $25 off your cooler purchase. Use the coupon code CATCHCATFISH at checkout. Make sure you check out all of our products. You can go to learntocatchcatfish.com/products, and you can find everything there. Now is the time of year again for the Spring Blue Catfish Techniques ebook. Here in about another 6 weeks or so, I will focus my attention to catching channel catfish for a while at least. Summer Channel Catfish Techniques ebook is the way to go with that. That book has been out for almost a year now and had some amazing feedback on that. Guys that have upped their game all over the United States, catching more and bigger fish because they read that book and learned some things that they did not know about fishing. Again, ton of other products there on the page. Jug Fishing 101, how to make the best catfish jug lines, the secret channel catfish rigs, flat fishing techniques, you name it, it's all there. And certainly we'll have some more of that stuff available here in the future. And I get suggestions all the time for things that people are wanting to see and things that people are wanting to learn more about. Guess that's about all I got to say. Again, want to thank everybody for the well wishes and understanding what's been going on here and things being behind. And do me a favor. Tell all your friends to come over and check out learntocatchcatfish.com. If you spend time on the internet, on any of these message forums or social networks, make sure you tell people about Learn to Catch Catfish and the Catfish Radio podcast. Tell them to come over and check it out. If you see somebody asking a question about something or wanting to know more about something, post a link there. Tell them to check it out because I do truly believe that Learn to Catch Catfish has become the ultimate resource for catfishing information online, and want to continue to push that process and will continue to provide that information and teach people how to go out and be more successful out on the water. Have a few things up my sleeve again. Going to up the ante here pretty soon. And I think everybody will be pleasantly surprised. Until next time, again, this is Chad Ferguson, learntocatchcatfish.com. Be safe. Have fun. We'll talk to you later.